Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Ches, and we will start with Zayin and Mabez. As we will see, today's daf has much to talk about, and we will do our best to squeeze in what we can. So we are on Zayin and Mabez, fourth wide line. We were just talking about some issues of Nidui, which was really a tangent that came up, because the last line of the Mishnah back on Daf Beis, we'll get to the second Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, and the Masechta tomorrow's Daf, but the first Mishnah had a different Lashonos of Yados. What exactly is here a Lashon of a Neder and what is not? And the last line had the Lashon that Rabbi Akiva discussed, Menuda Anilacha. So Menuda usually means to be excommunicated. So Rabbi Akiva was Chochech Lahachmir. So we discussed the different Lashonos of languages and words that for sure mean benedina minach. So we said that everybody agrees that is a lashon of a neder. Shamatna minach. Some say that was for sure not. Some say Rav Papa and Rav Chisda said no, that was on the machlokas too. And then menuda, that was the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachabim. But once nidui, menuda, excommunication came up, so he mentioned a couple of other halachas related. Rav says that if somebody puts somebody in cherem, bifana, we're not being mechalik right now between nidui and cherem, even though one might, but for us, we're not doing that now. Nidui bifanav, yet to be matar only bifanav, the three different reasons we gave. And if somebody hears somebody mention Shem Shamayim, so one has to put him in Bimanadahim, Vim Lo Nidu, Huatmo Ye Binidui, and if not, he himself deserves to be a Nidui, because that could lead to Anius. Anius is compared to death. Vechulu, along those lines. We mentioned the sheet of the Rambam relating to Brachal of Atala, and the sheet of Rabbi Kiva Eger that says Bizman Azed, these halachas do not apply because, you know, we aren't so machpid about these issues. And one could even expand that to say that generally Charam and Bizman Azed are no good, right? Putting people in Cher and Bizman Azed is not something that the Rabbi Kiva Eger even 300 years ago suggested, and that's not the way that we bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is known. Okay, let us now get to where we're up to. Right after the story about the woman who mentioned Shem Shemayin Levatala, now we get to the next halacha of Nidui. One more halacha before we get to other issues. Amar Rav Gidel, Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham, Menade La'atzma Umeifer La'atzma. A Talmud Chacham can put himself in Cherim, Umeifer La'atzma, and can get himself out of Cherim. Menade La'atzma Umeifer La'atzma. But if he feels he did something wrong, menada la'atzmo, mefer la'atzmo. There is a machlokas in the Ran here, two days. Does this mean even if he's really required, he has done something in violation and requires to be put in cherem, or maybe it's just when he's just being extra lefidim mishuros hadin? The Ran first quotes the Rashba, who says, the dafka hecha to lo havi bar nidui. If he doesn't really deserve to be a nidui, it's just midas chasidus. So then he can put himself and get himself out. But if he really requires kishenida atzmo al davar shayechayev alav nidui, then he cannot undo it himself. He can put himself in, but he can't get himself out. And the Ran argues with that, and he says, no, I think it's across the board, three lines to the bottom in the Ran, to bechol inyin shenidas atzmo mefer la'atzmo v'chedas harambam. So, 2 days in the Ran, the machlokas between himself and the Rashba, which type of nidui are we talking about? So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara Pshita, so isn't it obvious? Okay, it's more obvious according to one of the deus than the Rashba is more obvious. The Ran, which includes all, you might say that's the Chiddush, but at least the Rashba, isn't that obvious that he can be minadu mefer la'atzmo? Mao de Tema, says the Gemara, you might have thought, in Chavish Matir Atzmo Bebeso Asurin, somebody in jail cannot get themselves out of that jail. You need somebody outside. So you might have thought that here too, once he's in the jail of Nidui, of being in that state, so you can't get yourself out. Come on, even though he usually has the power to get others out. Kamash Balan, that's what he is allowed to. You see on the side, Brachas Dafhei, that's discussed there, when one of the Amoraim was sick, and the other one, Rabbi Yochanan, lifted up his sleeve, and his arm lit up the whole room. But when he was sick, it didn't work, because Ein Chavish Matar Asma Beis Asurim. It's only when there's another person. So that's what you might have thought, Kamash Balan. We don't say that. Hey, Chidami, what's an example of this? That somebody did it to themselves. Ki hadam arzutra chasida ki mechayev bar beirav shamta. When a certain other Talmud chacham was chayev shamta, was chayev nidui. Mashbis nafshe bereisha v'hadar mashbis bar beirav. He felt bad about being mashbit a Talmud Chacham in public. It was embarrassing. It was a Chil Hashem. So he wanted to feel for the Talmud himself. So, Imo Anochi Betzara. So what did he do? First, he put himself in Cherim. Mashbit Nafshei Bereisha. Maybe that's where the Rashba gets it from. He obviously didn't deserve Cherim, but he put himself. And then he was Mashbit Barbe Rav. Why did he do that? Number one, to feel with the child, but also number two, to make sure he didn't forget to undo the Cherim. Because if he himself is in Cherim, he's not going to forget. He comes home, V'chiyayu L'beisei, when he comes back to his house, Shari L'Nafshei, V'hadar Shari Lei, he undoes his own Cherim, and then he undoes his Talmud's Cherim. Fine. What does it mean that he undoes it when he comes home? V'chi ayil lebeisei. What does that mean? So again, another machlokas. He quotes on the bottom line of the Ran. V'chi ayil lebeisei shari l'nafshei. Kadei shalit tzarku b'nei beisu l'srachek b'menu. Why, when he gets home, does he have to undo it? Because he wants his family to be able to sit in Dalai Lama's with him. He put himself in Cherim. So what does it sound like from this Gemara, says the Ran? Umei ha mashma, debinude afilu b'nei beso noagim bo nidui. Even family members have to observe the nidui if somebody is in nidui, if somebody is in cheirem, even the family members. That's why our Gemara says that if somebody comes home, he undoes it, because he obviously wants his family to be able to get benefit and sit in the Dalai Lama's of him. But then he quotes the Ravid. The Ran then quotes the Ravid on the top of the next Amud, to the top of the Teis Daf, and says, but not by a wife. Not by a wife. A wife, even if somebody's a Nidui, she is excluded. De Ishto Eina Chayeves Linho Gobo Nidui. Why not? Says the Ravid, Ishto Kagufo. Ishto Kagufo. The wife is like a person himself, and therefore there is no issue by Ishto Kagufo. And the Ravid even brings a Raya, a very strong Raya, which the Ran suggests how to get out of it, but the Ran says, if you look in Maseches Moed Katan, the Gemara asks the question, can a menuda be with his wife? Mahu betash b'shamita. Says the Ravid, if they weren't allowed to be in Dalai Lama's with each other, so then what's the Havamina? There's no chance. So it must be that there is no Isser on the wife. So that's what the Gemara says, but how far does that go? Are there any limitations? That's the Ravid's strong Raya, which the Ran says, how does the other Shita deal with that? But that is Ishto Kagufo. So that is a very unusual understanding of Ishto Kagufo. Usually that is a legal term in terms of Pasol Eidus, in terms of ne'emanus, right? So that's where you have ishto kagufo. So you don't, they're considered together. But once in a while, we find that ishto kagufo is used in more flexible contexts. And we treat the husband and wife like themselves. Here's one of them. Ishto kagufo, and therefore they don't have to keep the nudity. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Chanukah, right, quotes some achronim, that even though this is not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere, Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, there are three mitzvos that we know where we apply Afinoye Boso Anes, where the Gemara applies it. The three places where are Megillah and Dalet Kosos and Neiris Chanukah. The three places where Afinoye Boso Anes, so women are obligated. So women hear Megillah and women drink Dalet Kosos. What about Neiris Chanukah? So they apply Neiris Chanukah. But somewhere along the line, topic of a separate shiur, somewhere along the line a couple hundred years ago, many married women stopped lighting their own candles and their yotzei through their husbands. Why? And so in one place, there are two places the Mishnah Berurah talks about this in Hilchos Chanukah. In one place he writes, quoting the earlier achronim, Ishto Kagufo. Ishto Kagufo, which again is a very unusual usage. Ishto Kagufo, you don't apply that by mitzvah shebagufo. You don't apply that, so you have to say somehow that they're connected. What exactly does that mean? But again, that's another unusual application of Ishto Kagufo. We're not posking whether one should do it. One should follow their family tradition in terms of the wife lighting. So Ishto Kagufo, number two. A third, another unusual context. This one is very unusual, and maybe most poskim would not say this. That is in Hilchas Shabbos, in Siman Reish Nun. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses that every single person has to be involved physically in Kavod Shabbos, and everyone should set the table and wake up early and go shopping, etc. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, Shaharei, he said, because of his example, Lashon Chiyuv, V'turva Shulchan Aruch lo eskiru Lashon Chiyuv. Right, the Rambam says Chayiv, the Shulchan Aruch says Yishtadel. That's what he's bothered by. Why did he change it to Yishtadel? So he says, Va'af she'ein kavanaso l'chiyuv gamor, Shaharei, Rabim u'gdolim, einosim ba'atzman. Many great people, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Navardik 115 years ago. You know, I haven't seen them in the supermarket. Va'od, the bishas sham, and he takes a gemara and he turns it on its head. What everybody else says one thing, he says something else. The bishas sham chashiv, misha ya'osin ba'atzman, shma mina sharabim lo asu ba'atzman. Elo hu hidr na'e. He says the fact that the gemara quotes a certain Amorayim that used to salt the fish and used to do this, it must be that everybody else didn't do it. So nobody else understands it that way. Everybody says those are examples that we should all be involved. Right, that the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. We should all be involved physically in Kavod Shabbos and setting the table and physically getting ready. The Aruch HaShulchan says just the opposite. The fact that it quotes those singular individuals, it must be that most people weren't involved in it physically. V'yetzleinu, and then he quotes, V'yetzleinu nishosenu osos umechinos ba'atzman l'Kavod Shabbos v'ishto kugufo. That's what he quotes in Siman Reish Nun. That is not something that should be applied. One shouldn't go home and tell their wives this Aruch HaShulchan. Ishta Kagufa, any wives listening out there, that the Ishta Kagufa, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's application of Hilcha Shabbos, but Ruba de Ruba of the Poskim say that men and women should both be involved in physically getting ready for Shabbos, whether it means anything with the food or setting the table or cleaning. That is, again, another unusual application of Ishtar Kagufa. So you have it here in the Ravid, you have the Achronim by Chanukah, you have the Aruch HaShulchan by Shabbos, and there are others, but we'll leave it for now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, once we had one statement from Rav Gidol Amarav, so we have other statements from Rav Gidol Amarav relating to Talmud Torah and other mitzvos. The Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, Minayin Tav of Chesed Aleph. How do I know that one is allowed and it's effective to take a shvua to do a mitzvah? So what does that mean? Let's say, I swear I'm going to shake a lulav today. I swear I'm going to put on tefillin today. If I say something like that, so Rav Gidol Amarav says, how do you know that that is nishbain? What does nishbain mean? So the minimal level is that it's effective. It accomplishes something. Nishbon l'kayim is a mitzvah. Shneemar, based on a pasuk by David HaMelech. Nishbati va'akayema lishmar mishpatei tzedkecha. I swear and I fulfill the laws. Mishpatei tzedkecha. David HaMelech teaches us you can be, take a shvua to do a mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, v'halei mushba v'yomei me'ar sinai hu. But we're already in a state of shvua. If somebody takes a shvua, and then they take another shvua, the second shvua is meaningless, because they are already in a state of mushba. So we already took a shvua by our Sinai to fulfill all the mitzvos. So what does it mean that we can take a shvua now to pile on to the shvua that we have already taken? So how is it? So Ella hakamashmalan, what must be the chiddush of Rav Gidol Amarav, the shari leila inish lirzuze nafshei. A person can do it to be mezareis himself. What does that mean? Pashtus, that it is not so, is not effective. You're already in a state of shvua. But it is a good to encourage yourself. Sometimes, right, we might not remember what happened at our Sinai. So if I make a shvua myself, that's enough to encourage me. Not only do we say that it works, the Ran here says that it is even suggested. It is even encouraged. The Ran says in the last couple of skinny lines of the Ran, Minayin shadavar hagun hu lihi shava l'kayimas ha-mitzvah v'yafilu ksherim shenimnoin mishvua, even those ksherim who always stay away from shvuas. As we know, the Gemara says elsewhere, shvuas and adarm are not something that we suggest. Nishboin hein bakach shenemar David HaMelech nishbati v'chayema klomar sharei David haya osakein. That's the Ran, the She'iltos, others. They say that it is a good idea to be able to do it for a mitzvah. Other Rishonim are not so as encouraging. When they say it works, they're not saying it should be done, but just that it works. Maybe kind of like a nazir, that if you feel you need it, if you feel you need it, so then it can be done. The Rush is Lashon here on Lezuzei Nafshe. The Rush says, the last couple of skinny lines in the Rush, V'lo avi mazker shem shemayim levatala. It's not called being mazker shem shemayim for nothing. Im nishba b'shem. Right? That's all. The Rush doesn't say, yeah, that's a great idea and you should do it. The Rush says that don't think it's a shem shemayim levatala. Because we understand that it's needed and it's something that one personally might make a decision about, but that's lirzuze nafshe, different deos, how lechadchila this is looked at. Number one. There is another time that some mention that nedarim or shvuas might be more encouraged, and that's Be'es Sarah. Be'es Sarah, just like tefillah is different Be'es Sarah. Shavuos, when we accept upon ourselves. That's why we accept upon ourselves. Rachman al-Islam, somebody is sick, so therefore we say, you know what, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to accept to do this. Bischus l'refu shalema this person. Or le'ilui nishmas, lahavdil. Le'ilui nishmas, it's an esara, somebody just lost a relative, so I'm going to accept to do this for the neshama. So that's esara. So when there's an esara, there's also a concept, and maybe that's more encouraged, because that's something that will help motivate. Maybe even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is an esara. So we accept to do things during Yom HaRam. There is a fascinating Klei Yakar at the end of Vayikra, the end of Sefer Vayikra, the Klei Yakar, the last piece in Bechukosai. The Klei Yakar discusses why we have Bechukosai. We know the major quantitative portion of Bechukosai is the Tochacha, one of the two Tochachas. And after the Tochacha, we have all of these details of financial matters, of giving things to the Beis HaMikdash. Charamim, and Arachin, and Hekdeshos, all these different details. Kiyafli Neder, what is that doing right after the Tochacha? Says the Klei Yakar, because that's human nature. That's human nature. There's a tzara, there's a tochacha. What do they do? People know their money. He says we have to make sure to do that even shalom beis tzara. But that's the Klei Yakar says. Samach parshazul klalos lomar she Yisrael nodrim beis tzara ki Yaakov shaya noder beis tzara litein meiser mikol la Yaakov Avinu. Right? He vayitein Hashem. If you save me, if you help me out with Esav, I'm going to give meiser. So we learn it from Yaakov Avinu. Avaloki Yaakov mikol v'chol, but not exactly like Yaakov. Ki Yaakov gam acharesha avra hatzara, lo sar min aderach hatov. Yaakov didn't give it up after the tzara passed. Avaladoro zedarkam kesalamo, shenodrim be tzara, ukba'avur sofa tzara tzuka, he mischartim v'shavim l'sura. You know, many times, you know, human nature is that when there's a difficulty, oh Hashem, yes, please, okay, I'm going to do it. And then when it gets better, we all of a sudden we forget that we don't remember. So we have to be like Yaakov Avinu, but not exactly like Yaakov Avinu. Right? We have to follow, no debate, sorry, but then follow through even Shalom Beis Sarah. And that's why the Klei Yakar says that this is here, it's to tell us human nature, but we have to go beyond. Beyond human nature, says the Klei Yakar, not only Beis Sarah. So, that is the Gemara here. Shori Leila Inish, Lirizuze Nafshe, a good thing, an allowed thing, and also Beis Sarah, it is mentioned. When did we make a Shvua B'Shas Har Sinai? What Shvua are we talking about? Mushav Yom Har Sinai, Mamash and Har Sinai, we made an oath. So if you look in the Einayim LaMishpat, we haven't looked at his sefer yet, this Masechta. Einayim LaMishpat is Rav Yitzchak Arieli. We have him on a couple of Masechtas. We have the Ayin Mishpat, and he's the Einayim LaMishpat. Meaning, the Ayin Mishpat tells us one line. Where's the Rambam? Where's the Shulchan Aruch? He expands. He expands on the Masechtas that we have him on, in terms of writing all the Psakim and all the Rishonim and different interesting discussions that he has on the Masechta. So here he has, he says, Shvua Bahar Sinai Eifo Matzinu. Where do we find that the Jews took an oath at Har Sinai? That we all know this Lashon. Mushma v'yomim Har Sinaihu. Where do we see that? He says, maybe it's Lav Dafka. Maybe it really means, you know, during the generation of Har Sinai. After all, it really means Har Grizim and Har Eval. Right? That's where we took we accepted B'Shvuas HaTorah. Or maybe Bahar Bas Moav we accepted. U'mashakas Bahar Sinaihu Lav Dafka. That's what he says first. But then he said, I found the Medrash. That they took a shvua at Har Sinai too. Uminayin shebesinai lachu shvuas ha'Allah shekein ksiv eila divrei abris milvad abris asher karasi tam bechorev hekish bris chorev lebris eretz moav malahalan ba'ala afkan ba'ala v'chulu. So maybe there's a medrash that says it. Number one. Number two, which maybe we might have answered, and that is maybe etzem acceptance of the Torah is considered like a shvua. Our saying nasa v'nishma. Doesn't say a language of an oath there, but that's what it means. V'yesh lomar she'ocha etzem kabbalas ha'torah v'nasa v'nishma v'kol mitzvah u'mitzvah b'kabbalasa yesh b'kol chomer shel shvua. Every time we accept, we said nasa v'nishma, so that's the shvua that we accept to do. And then he says, even though you might say Har Sinai is lav dafka, it might be something else. Maybe you could also say shvua is lav dafka. Maybe all shvua here means is state of chiyuv. State of chiyuv. We're already in a state of chiyuv. Lav dafka that it was a shvua, but a state of chiyuv. Ukipshuto nirish akavana mushma v'yomi lav dafka shvua mamish al chiyuv. Umashakazav ein shvua chala al shvua. Hakavana dein shvua chala al dvar mitzvah. Dein chiyuv chala al chiyuv. Right, kivan shegufo kvarnis chayiv. So one can either say the mushba is lavdafka or mehar sinai is lavdafka. And if you want to say both, maybe you can say it means nasa v'nishma, that is the state. This relates to, the Marsha right here says, this Gemara maybe helps relate to the Gemara in Nida that we all know, the Gemara that we all learn Torah in utero, the flamen of a base, and then on the way out, the malach flicks our lip, and we forget all the Torah, and then what happens? Says the Gemara, v'kivan shaba la'avir ha'olam, malach, okay, not for now. We've discussed that many times in the past. Why does he do that? Shinemar la pesach hatas rovetz. Ve'eno, but the next line is not as well known. Ve'eno yotze misham ache mashbiyanoso. But on the way out, we take an oath. We might not remember the oath, but we take an oath on the way out of the our mothers. Shinemar kili tichra kolberach tishava kolashon. Kili tichra kolberach. Ze yom hamisa, tishava kol hashon, ze yom haleida. Right? We take a shvua at the beginning of our lives and at the end of our lives. The same malach, some sources say, that we learn, that's the one that's going to take us into Olam Haba. Umaya shvua, yes, the Gemara. What's the shvua? Just in case we don't remember, let's remind ourselves. Shemashbiyanoso, tihit tzadik, va'al tihi rasha. Be righteous. Doesn't say to be tihit tamal chacham. It says tihit tzadik. Va'altihi Rasha. V'yafilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha tzadikata haya beinecha karasha. But don't think you ever got there. Right? Always be a tzaddik, but if everybody tells you you're a tzaddik, don't think you're already a tzaddik. Keep going. V'have yodeya shekadosh baruch hu tahor v'mushar sef tahorim v'neshama shenasam b'chal tahora im'atam mishamra b'tara muta is what all kind of sham is based on v'imlav harinotlam imcha v'chulu. That's a gemara. Need a taflamen of a base. The Marsha right here references that Gemara to our Gemara. Mushba v'yomei mehar Sinai hu. The Marsha relates our Gemara, that Gemara to our Gemara, and he says, "Ubahachi mis yashiv ha'hi teperkam apelas tishavah kol hashon shvua." We already took a shvua at our Sinai. The answer is, it's to be mizaris ourselves, right? The Malach knows when we're born, we need an extra encouragement, so that's why we take another shvua b'shas leida. Okay, let's continue. As you see here, this we did four lines, but there's a lot to talk about. V'yamar of Gidel Marav. The next two lines could also be a whole shir. Ha'omer Ashkim ve'ashane perekzeh. Somebody says, "I swear that tomorrow morning I'm going to learn Maseches Nedarim." He makes a neder or a shvua. Let's call it a shvua. Eshane Maseches Tazu neder gadol nader l'Elokei Yisrael. That's considered a great neder to Hashem. Right, the Mefarshim talk about it. It's not really a neder, it's really a shvua. Lav dafka that lashon. Says the Gemara, v'alei mushba v'omidu. What do you mean? How could he make a shvua that he's going to learn Maseches Nedarim? We already made a shvua at Har Sinai that we're going to learn Torah. Talmud Torah is one of the mitzvos. V'ein shvua, chalal shvua. So he says the Gemara, my kamashlan, what are you going to tell me? Da filu ziruze ba'alma. What? It's to tell me that you're allowed to encourage yourself? Hainu d'Rav Gidel Kamaisa. But we already know that from the first statement of Rav Gidel, that you can be nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. So what does this one mean, that you can make a shvua to get up and learn something? Ha'kamash balan kivan di boy pater nafshe b'kriyashma shachres va'arvis b'shem hachi chayel shvua alei. Because, really, theoretically, one could be yotze Talmud Torah with just saying kriyashma in the morning and night. So that's why the shvua is only on kriyashma. If somebody said that they're going to learn a certain mesechta, that's above the shvua that they're obligated in, and that is why it is chal. So the big kasha that all the Rishonim ask is, come on, kriyashma, right? That's all we have to do, right? We push ourselves and we commit ourselves. That can't be. So Pemali, the Ritva, the Ron, all the Rishonim say, don't take this Gemara literally. There's a pasuk, after all, in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, v'hagisav yom v'alayla. That doesn't sound like kriyashma shachmas v'arvis. So the Rishonim say, this really means if you're stuck, if it's impossible, right? That's the minimum. But obviously, v'hagisav yom v'alayla is the chiyuv. And the Ron here has another formulation, though. The Ron on the sixth wide line. Mistabrali, this is a top 10 Ron. Right here. The Ron saying that it can't be that Talmud Torah is Kenega Shachras Va'arvis. Mistavrali Dalav Davka Badabachi Miftar. Shari Chayev Kaladam Lomo Tamid Yomo Valaila Kivikocho. We have to learn day and night. We have to learn every free second of our lives. Viamrina Parakama Dikidushin. Vishinam Tom Shiudvir Divre Tormuchudadin Beficha. You have to always be able to answer everything. What does this Gemara mean? Right, there are other Gemaras, right? The Gemara in Menachis, Tzadi Tes. When are we supposed to learn, do everything else in our lives? B'sha shalo yom v'lo laila. We have to be learning. So do we have to learn always, or do we have to learn just Kriyas Meshachmas V'Arvis? Says the Ran, the real Gemara is the other Gemara. We have to learn whenever we can. What does this Gemara mean? It's a detail in Hilchas Shavua. A Shavua can be chal on anything that's not explicit in the Torah. Even if it's Daraisa. Even if something is a Din Daraisa, a Shavua can be chal on it because it's not Mefurish. That says the Ran, that's all this Gemara means. A shvua can be chal on the mitzvah if you tell Torah, because what's explicit is b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lachtecha v'aderech v'shachlecha v'kumecha. Kriyishma, that's the only thing that's explicit. The kol midi da'asa midrasha alfa bishu min ha-Torah kibon the lesson mefurish b'kra behedya shvua chal alav. Because it's not explicit in the Torah, a shvua can be chal on it. That is the Ran. That is crucial to understand. Where else do we have this concept? Quote another machlokas we've shown him. A fascinating. Each of these require its own discussion. Chatzi shir. Right, the Rishonim discuss. What happens if a person makes a shvua not to eat a morsel of nevela? A tiny drop of nevela. Is that shvua chal? I know the real avera of nevela is a kazayas. What about chatzi shir? Chatzi shir, we pass, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, is also asur minatori. Just don't get punished for it. I'm not going to get malchus if I eat a crumb of treif. It's asur daraisa. But the Rambam paskins, chatzi shir is chal on that. If you make a shvua to not eat a tiny drop, the Rambam says that you don't say mushba biyomei mehar Sinai hu. So the question is, why not? What do you mean? It's still asur, the Rambam paskins asur daraisa to eat a tiny drop. The answer is because it's not mefurish b'kra. It's learned from a ribui, kol chelev, based on a svara. So that's why the same reason that the Ran says that a shvua of Talmud Torah, a shvua can be chal on something that's not mefurish, like Talmud Torah, v'agizva yom v'alai, that's not mefurish in the Torah, so too chatzi shir, right? That is the suggestion of the Radvaz on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvua is Perek Hei Halach HaZayin. That's where he says chatzi shir is chal, shvua is chal on chatzi shir, against other Rishonim. The Ramban, the Rashba argue on the Ramba, but the Rambam says it's chal, and therefore the reason is because it's not mefurish b'kra. That also is important to the sugya of chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is not the real iser; it's a iser klali, not an iser prati. But either way, that is the Ran. We've given shirim in the past. We don't have time to go through it all now. And that is so. Lamaisa, how do we formulate the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So we have to learn, like the Ran says, we have to learn always. The Ran says this Kriyas Mashakas Arvis is limited to Hilchas Shvua, but we have to learn always. But what about the Achronim ask, what about we have to be involved in a lot of other things in life? We have to make a living, and we have to eat, and we have to spend time with our families. Those are also values. So what happens to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at that moment when we are involved in all of those other activities? So there is a diak from the Gra, in the beginning of Maseches Peah, in the Shos Eliyahu, where the way he is understood is that really there's a chiv of Talmud Torah every single second of our life. But, osig b'mitzvah, patam ena mitzvah. When you're involved in other things, there's still a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. But, those other things are also a mitzvah. To make a living is also a mitzvah. I committed to it in the ksuba. Right? I have to do it. Right? To spend time with my family is also a mitzvah. And to eat is also a mitzvah. So again, everything has to be done in that context. Everything in life has to be done in that context. To relax a little bit is also a mitzvah. But that's how the Gra understands it. But Rov Achronim, the Ar Sameach says this, and the Kehilas Yaakov says this, and others, no. The Chiv of Talmud Torah doesn't say when it is. It's formulated as every free second of my life. Meaning, when I'm doing something else that I should do, that I'm allowed to do, that Hashem wants me to do, so there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah that second. Right? There's every free second, I have a Chiv of Talmud Torah. But the Chiv dissipates when I'm involved in other things. So again, we have to be honest with ourselves. I only have 6 minutes of free time all day. I'm sorry, I'm a very busy guy. So we always have to quote the Rav Saul Salanter, the guy who goes to Rav Saul Salanter and says, I only have 5 minutes to learn every day. What should I learn, Gemara or Musar? And he says, Musar, because then you'll realize you have more than 5 minutes every day. So again, we always have to remember that, Rav Saul Salanter, but we have to be honest with ourselves. But that is general. We're not going to go through all the Makaros now, but that is how most assume how to understand this topic. So far, what do we have so far? We had, is taking a Shavua a good thing? Shavua from our Sinai. And then we have how to discuss Talmud Torah. Again, a major topic. Next, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, Ha'omer L'chaveiro, Nashkim Anishna Perekzeh. What if you don't make it yourself, a Shavua, but you go to your friend, after Marv one night, you said, you know what, tomorrow morning, let's learn together. Let's have a chavrusa together. So, okay, so you made that commitment, alav lahashkim. The one whose idea it was has to get there first. He's the one that has to be there. It was his idea, alav lahashkim. He has to get there first. Why is that? Says the Ran. Two ideas. Alav lahashkim, mistaver li, because he was the one that says nashkim, kibel alav shiyeh hu me'orer. And the Chiddush is, says the Ran, b'kabbalah ba'alma l'dvar mitzvah bahanya. If you accept it to do a mitzvah, then that has significance. And number two, you got to act like Hashem. Back to the Gemara. Shenemar, v'yomer elai. Yechezkel says, Hashem said to me, kum tse el abika, go out to the valley, v'sham adaber osach, and I'll talk to you there, v'yitse el abika, v'yidei sham, k'vod Hashem, omeid. Hashem wasn't late. Hashem was on time. Right, like the Gemara Bracha says, that if you ever have a minion and people come late and Hashem has to wait for the minion, Hashem's there already on time. So we have to make sure that the person who starts, who plans the meeting, has to be the one that is there first. Period. The Chashuk Echemen here discusses what again, there's a lot here, many, many cases here. Maybe we'll just mention two of them. Number one, somebody once goes on a Friday night, talking about Kabbalah with Bar Mitzvah. He goes on a Friday night to a Shalom Zachar in the neighborhood, and he sees he's like the only one there. It was cold, the weather wasn't good, and he says, thank God I went. The guy would have felt really bad. I went to the Shalom Zachar, he's sitting there. He's makabel on himself that he's going to go to every Shalom Zachar in this community. He's makabel on himself. How far does community mean? How far? How far does he have to go? Somebody has a Shalom Zachar, the following Shabbos on the other side of town. So he's like, oh my gosh, I made a neder, I was makabel to do a mitzvah. So he says, pashtus dalin minim, dalin mil. Because that's, you know what, that's pretty far. But that's how far you have to go for certain mitzvahs, as hilas yadayim. He says, mistama, he wants to makabel anything more than that. And if he wants to get out of it, he's got to go do ataras adarim. That is number one. Number two, another point of that he was no del advar mitzvah, talking about learning. It was a bachur, it was Shavasa Batamuz, and he woke up late. And he realized he woke up late, he was so upset at himself, he was so broken, right? It was the middle of Kayetzman, by that time he should be able to wake up for Minyan every day. And he was so upset at himself, he says, that's it, he says, I'm makabel to learn every day for the next 40 days, I'm going to learn, I'm going to have at least a half an hour straight, I guess I'm supposed to learn all day, but half an hour without batala. I'm going to learn straight for half an hour, dedicated without anybody bothering me. Without anybody bothering me. Fine, he wakes up and he starts doing that. But then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, 3 weeks later, Tisha B'Av. So what do you do? What do you do? So he says, he quotes other, I don't know why the answer wasn't, so learn for half an hour what you were allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. I don't know why that wasn't suggested. Oh, sorry, so at the end, I remember there was something. He says he's going to learn Maseches Nedarim. I'm sorry, because he made a neder. He's going to learn half an hour second Nedarim. I don't think there's any part of Nedarim that's in the included of the... No, none of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa stories are in Nedarim. So, anyway, so he makes that neder. So he goes through other posts. He says, Mistamba, like the Gemara says in Tainus, if one day doesn't work out, you could be Love Uporeya. So, Mistamba, you could skip Tisha B'Av and just go till day 41, and that way would work. But again, there are many shilas relating to cases of accepting to do a mitzvah. But that's what happened here. Alav Lashkim, so he's got to get up and do it. Amar of Yosef. Next piece of Gemara. We talk about dreams. Getting back to Nidui. Nidu b'chalom. What happened if somebody dreamed that he was put in Chayrim? Somebody dreamed that the city got mad at him. Maybe he just did something controversial that day. And he dreamed that they put him in Chayrim. Tzarech yud b'nei adam lahatir lo. He has to treat it like a cherem, and he has to get 10 people to be matir. Why 10 people? So the Rishonim explained, because 10 people has the Shechina, and if he saw it in a dream, maybe it's a shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, min HaShemayim, he's supposed to be in cherem, so that's why you have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, when you're matir it, and that's why you have to do it in front of 10 people. Tosfos says it's Ke'ein Nevuah, possibly, and therefore better safe than sorry. So the Ran's Lashon is, it's Min HaShemayim, and the Tosfos' Lashon is, it is Ke'ein Nevuah. V'hu de Tanu Hilchasa. What 10 people do you have to use? Tanu Hilchasa. different deus, different gersos in the Rishonim. Tana Ilchasa either means that he teaches or he even knows like Gemara. Avol masnu velo tanu lo. But if he just says things, he doesn't really understand it. He doesn't know the depths. It's got to be somebody who's a real Talmud Chacham to be matir. Vileka the tanu Ilchasa afilu masnu velo tanu. If you don't have somebody who's the best, so at least somebody who's somewhat learned. Vileka, and he doesn't have any of those. Lezo velezo b'parshas Drachim. He should go to the street. Vyav shlama lebeyud. He should give shalom aleichem to 10 people. Adam mikli leasara de gamri Ilchasa. Until he finds 10 people that could do it. So it sounds like that the 10 people that he said Shalom Aleichem to, you know, that itself didn't help. He just got to wait until he has enough people who are Tanu Hilchasa. Some, there are days that we show them that say, no, the Shalom Aleichem, the Aleichem Shalom back takes the place of being Matir. 10 people saying Aleichem Shalom to you, that can be Matir, the Neder itself. So that's one suggestion, but most, the Ran and others say, no, it's just the Shalom Aleichem is just Hagana Min Yisurin until he could find 10 people who are learned in order to be Matir his Neder. That is the 10 people. Amarle, okay, stop there for a minute. Dreams is a huge discussion. This Gemara says that something happens in a dream, I have to follow it. There are many other Gemaras that don't say that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Let's say somebody dreams that his father comes to him in a dream and says, son, you know, under that tree in the backyard is buried Meiser Sheni money. So you could go and take it. So the Gemara says you could go there. Let's say he goes out, he goes to the back, and kachaba, there's a pile of money there. You know what he could do? He could keep it, and he doesn't have to assume it's Meiser Sheni money. Palgina Divura. Right? He's allowed to do that. Why? Because Dibre Chalomos Lo Malim Lo Moridin. God, it's just a dream. What do you mean it's a dream? The dream told him where to go. No, don't worry about it. So, do dreams have halacha status or not? This is, again, a major topic. The Rishonim already discussed this. Rishonim, just to mention two cases, which are fascinating. There's a story in the Agos Ashri in Avodah Zarah, in the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah. There's a big discussion there, a certain type of fish called the Barbuta fish. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? Discussion in the Rishonim. So the Agos Ashri quotes from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Kol Misha Yochel Barbuta Lo Yizke Lechel of Yasan. Right, whoever eats Barbuta fish will not be eating the Lev Yasan fish. So it's your choice, says Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Upam Achaz Itiru Rabbeinu Ephraim. One time Rabbeinu Ephraim matired, he said it's a kosher fish, and that night he saw himself as a waiter in a restaurant bringing shrutzim to people. And he wakes up in a sweat and he says, oh! And he got up and he said it's Aser. And he asked, he took back his psak. So you see, he paskin from the dream. Or the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a tshuva. The Radvaz, towards the end of the tshuvas, in tshuva, Beis Alafim, Resh Pevav, 2,286. The tshuva is, somebody has tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and they want to change them into tefillin of Rashi. Are they allowed to do it? Maybe he has Rabbeinu Tam and never realized that we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. We pass like the Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam Zachumra. Are you allowed to change it? So the Radvaz says, Me'ikar Hadin, I don't think there's a problem. Because, Avokav She'im Bazet Tzad Psul, right, even though I don't think there's just an issue, they both wrote it the same way, just an issue of how you put it, what's the difference, Rabbeinu Tam Rashi? How you put the Parshias in the Tefillin Shal Rosh. That's the only difference, what the order is. Mikol Makom, Yesh B'dvar Isser, Mitzad She'im Zalzel B'Kavit Bali Sarazu. Right, no, but really, you're being mezalzel. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's puzzle. And therefore, you're going to take a kosher pair of tefillin, and you're going to make it into a puzzle pair of tefillin. So it's a zilzel. Ein lecha iser, gadol mizeh. And even though, right, by tzitzis, we paskin about matir and mibeged lebeged, right, that you're allowed to, but by tefillin is different, because tefillin has inherent kedusha, and therefore, I don't think it should be done. And then he says, at the end of the tshuva, v'ani nishalti al zeh. I was originally asked this question, v'horesi shadavar mutter. And I paskin that it's mutter. Uba osa laila heruni b'chalomi shalohei resi yafe. And then I had a dream, and they told me Radvaz wrong. V'chazarti bi v'iyanti b'davar v'raisi sheish bazez zilzul b'chol gaone olam. It doesn't say he got up and he changed his psak. It said he got up and he re-researched the sugya. That's important. He took it as a simon to re-research, and then he took it again. It's lo bashamayim he. So he re-researched the sugya, and he changed it. And ani gozer o chozer ba omer aser lasos kim adin me'atam and mishar kasafti. Don't say it's also because of the dream. It's aser because the dream tipped me off to re-research the sugya, and then I changed my psak. But again, this is a huge topic of dreams. It is based on halacha. Is a dream different than a bas kol? The Gemara in Bamitzia, lo bashamayim, again, a big, important topic, but this Gemara goes on the list of dreams having an effect. Do you say a nidui is shiny a nidui? Maybe excommunication is different. Maybe that's an unusual case. Okay, there's another Chashuke Chemed here to talk about, but let's just try to move along, and then hopefully at the end we'll mention it. I skipped the line. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Yada man shamte mao delishule. What happens if in the dream you know who put you in cherim? So can you just go to him and have him undo your cherim? Do you still have to get 10 people? Amar lei, l'shmetuye shav yishliach, l'mishra lo shav yishliach. Maybe Hashem only made him a shliach to put you in cherim in the dream, but he didn't make him a shliach to undo your cherim. So, no, you have to get 10 people. Amar lei rabacha l'rabashi, shamte v'shor lei b'chal meimai. What if in the dream you were put in a cherim and then they undid the cherim in the dream? So amar lei, he says, tough. Sorry, kishem shi yefsher labar below teven. Just like grain, you have to have some inferior quality grain in the grain. Kach yefsher lechalom below dvarim betalim. So to a dream has some dvarim betalim. So you got to be machmir. The cherim might have been serious, but the undoing of the cherim might not have been serious. The Ron here quotes again a machlokas rishonim. What happens if you took a neder in a dream? Forget cherim. What if in a dream I was no dare to do something? So he says, the Rashba, the Ron says, l'chora, I would think it's meaningless. I don't think you have to do it. I don't think it's really a neder. Because it's dafka, maybe a nidu is min hashamayim. But a neder, you do your own thing, I don't think you have to. He says, but the Rashba in a tshuva, and we have the tshuva. Amazing, the same tshuva as a Rashba that the Ron looked at, right, his grand rebbe, we look at, we have that tshuva. He quotes, Aleph Tafrei Samaches, a little short tshuva. The Rashba made somebody be mater neder. Right, after he had a dream that he took a neder. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Vaiter. Ravina havila nidra ladibisu. Ravina's wife took a neder. And for some reason, Ravina himself couldn't be materit. Right, the Rishon Tosva says, maybe it was not a neder of inu nefesh. Maybe he didn't do it on that day that he heard it. Either way, he couldn't do it. So as bekami de Ravashi. He comes to Ravashi. Amarle, baal shit mahu sheye ase shliach lacharat azishto. Could a husband go to the rabbi and say, explain the situation, and that my wife is very upset about it to try to get it mutard. Could the husband do that? Omar lei, imachanfin in, if the rabbis are already gathered, and you're just going to piggyback on their previous gathering, then fine. Ilolo, but you can't, you know, the husband can't do it to get the guys together and then do it. Why? The Ron says, maybe after all that tircha, he's not going to be able to think straight as much, he's going to mention a little bit more, because he wants the neder really nullified. So, it depends whether that they are gathered together or not. Is a husband better than anybody else or worse than anybody else? I mean, what about a regular shliach? Machlokas Rishonim. What's the rule? What's the exception? Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosas. The Ron here quotes the Machlokas between the Rambam and Tosas. The Rambam says that anybody else, pshita, that they cannot be a shliach. Because the noder himself has to go to the rabbi. The husband is different, maybe. Why? Because ishto kagufa and balka ishto. Ha. Another one. But everybody else for sure, no good. That's the Rambam. But Tosva says just the opposite. Tosva says, no, and anybody else for sure can use a shliach. A husband is different because there's a reyasa. There's a reyasa because he really wants it to be matired, and therefore he might do, exaggerate a little bit, and he might not say the exact truth. So machlokas, what's the rule? Tosfos and the Rambam, our Gemara talks about the husband, but what about everybody else? Shmamina, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shmamina Tlos, you learn three things from this story about Ravina and Ravashi. Shmamina ba'anas ha-shliach l'charat ha-zishto, a husband can be the shliach, v'shmamina lo shari l'mishrei nidra ba'asra d'rabe. Number two, if your Rebbe's in town, you should let your Rebbe do it, you shouldn't do it yourself. Here the Gemara is assuming that's why Ravina didn't do it, and the Shidim Kubetzes here says, it must not be the famous Ravina and Ravashi's. Because Ravina and Ravashi is always quoted in that order. Ravina must have been older and more established than Ravashi. So here we're talking about that Ravina went to Ravashi. So, says the Shita, Pashas is a different Ravina or a different Ravashi. Vishmamina, and also Kimichlif and Shabradami, they can only go when they are previously gathered together. Vishamta, Filubasra the Rabbi. But if it's not a nether, it's an excommunication, you can undo it even in the place of your Rebbe, because the sooner the better to get a person out of a nidui. Vyachin mumche shari vishamta. And even a yachin mumche can undo an excommunication. What does it mean, yachin mumche? Again, 2 days in the Ran. Does that mean somebody who has smicha or just somebody who's an expert? Right, one of those two. Period. Amr of Shimon bar Zvid. Amr of Yisrael bar Tav. Amr of Chia Richa. Debei. Rav Acha. Amr of Zera. Amr of Lazar. Amr of Chanina. Amr of Meshia. Mishmei. Rav Yudah bar Eloi. Couple of Dafyomi lines. My dechsev v'zarcha lachem yirei shemi. What does the pasuk mean in Malachi? That it will shine on you those who fear my name. Elu b'nei Adam shehen yirei and lahosi shem shamayin levatala. Getting back to the previous discussion. These are those. What will shine on them? The sun, something will shine on them. People who are fearful to say my name, Shem Hashem, won't be mentioned. Anybody who does not say my name, Levatala, will be good. Shemesh stako marpei, right, the next phrase of the pasuk, the sun will be a healing. Amar Abaya, Shma Mina, Chirga Diyome Masei. The dust particles of the day. Sometimes when you see in the sunlight, there are things flying around, dust particles, masi, that heals. That's what you see. The Shemesh, has healing power. Stop there for a minute. There is a fascinating discussion in the Achronim, the Har Tzvi. Rav Tzvi Pesach discusses this, and the Noda Bihuda discusses this. We know there's an Isser of Shem Shemayim Levatala. Bracha Levatala, let's say. Does that apply by Shomea Kaone? What happens if I hear a bracha? I'm about to eat an apple. So I hear my friend make a bracha who's eating the apple. He's eating an apple, I'm eating an apple. So he says a bari priya eats, and I say amen, and then I'm like, you know, I don't really want the apple. So I said a bracha through Shomea Kaona. Do you apply the Isser of Shem Shemayim Levatala in that case? If I don't eat an apple, is that an Isser of Shem Shemayim Levatala? Right, that is, and that's a big discussion in the Achronim with other nafkaminas. Does that work? The Har Tzvi in Yaradeya in Simon Chav Zayin discusses this. The first nafkaminas, do you have to eat the apple? You have to eat the apple in that case. Is on Chayev Nidoyo? That's an important for Shomea Kaona. That's important for Asgar Shem Shemayim. But that's related to this. Bnei Adam Sheyirei and Lahosi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Upligad Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. And this drasha of the pasuk is against Reish Lakish, who says that this pasuk is talking about Olam Haba. Da Amar Ein Gehenim LaOlam Haba. In the times of Olam Haba, there's not going to be a separate area of Gehenim. Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika, as the Gemara says also elsewhere in Avodah Zarah, Hashem will remove the sun from its container. Tzadikim Misrapin Ba, V'Rishayim Nidonim Ba. Tzadikim will get healed with it, Rishayim will get judged by it, Shenemar, V'Zarcha Lechem Yirei Shemi, Shemesh V'Gomer. Meaning the sun's going to be there. The sun can do opposite things. The Marsha writes in Avodah Zarah, the sun causes certain things to melt and certain things to burn. And the sun feels good for some people and feels bad for other people. It depends on the Makabel. So it's the same thing in the future. Olam Haba is going to be full of Torah, full of Ava. Right, it's going to be the if you look in the stipler, the Birchas Teretz, right after Vayikra, he has a piece on Shabbos HaGadol, he discusses this. He says, in Olam Haba is going to be one state. And whoever loved being close to Hashem in this world will love it. Whoever hated being close to Hashem in this world will hate it. Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the same situation. There's not going to be a separate Gehenim in that time. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. V'lo od, and also Hashem is adonin ba. Not only will they get healed, but they'll love it. Shneamar vitzasem ufishtem kegle marbeik. They will go out and they'll flourish. Kegle marbeik, like a calf. Farishonim nidonim ba, shneamar kine yom ba bo'er. Kitanur Vigomer. So that is the discussion. Again, you look at that Birchas Peretz by Shabbos HaGadol, written after Vayikra. I just wanted to get back to that a heart wrenching question, which is a beautiful piece, but it's heart wrenching. The Shayla was again talking about a neder and talking about doing mitzvos bipumbi. That was the, right, we said you have to gather 10 people. That's why this is here. We're talking about doing a mitzvah with 10 people. A baby is born. A baby boy is born with, rachmana l'slan, a terrible illness. Machla nedira. The doctors say he's not going to live that long. Not going to live that long. Doesn't say how long, whether it's days, weeks, or years. And the family, there's only a few cases of this in the world, and doesn't say what it is. And the family, the parents ask, what type of shalom zachar shall we make? talking about 10 people there. Ketzad roilin hope asiyah shalom zachar. Haim lefarsim shenova lanu ben v'laso shalom zachar berovam, like we usually do with our other children. Oshema adif lahatsniya asaleda v'laso shalom zachar katan rak b'chei kamishpacha. That's the heart-wrenching shaila that was asked. Shuva. So he says, im mishpacha mispayeshes im atinok v'heim choshvim sheze yazik lehem l'shiduchin. If the family is nervous that the more public it is, oh, that family had this child, and maybe it's a job, maybe it's, right, in the family, then mutter lasa shalom zachar tsanuo. One is allowed to, if they want to, make it in private. Ah, im mishpacha mekabela says adin aleim ba'ahava, if the family is makabel b'gzardin, v'yodim shekol ma'david rachman alatav avid, v'tino gzeh b'shvila mu'ato b'yoser, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and this is the best thing for us, because Hashem knows, min haroi laso ze shalom zacha, b'pirsum gadol b'yoser. Should be done, nothing less. And then he quotes another, a couple of very strong sources, and then he quotes at the end, yesh leida davar nosaf, shetinokos elu, heim nishamos gevohos ma'od. Some of these Rachman al-Aslan children have very high neshamas. V'heim yardim l'gilgul rak b'shvil tikkun eis epagam. For some reason, they came down to this world for a short amount of time, which we don't understand. V'heim eschananim b'shamayim le'reid b'guf shavur. And they daven in shamayim. We want to go back down to this world for whatever tikkun they need to fulfill. V'lispo harbe b'zman kasser b'yoser. And we want to get back to shamayim. So just to give us some terrible time, short run, to be able to get back. Because they are such high neshamas, mekalemes bakashasam, their bakasha is accepted. V'chol yom shehim here, it's bitzaris. V'schus gedola hu lahorim lagadel neshamas kedoshos elu. V'lo kol horim zochim lakabel neshamas elu. V'tzrichim lazeh schus. Rachmanu litzlan. It's a terrible situation. It's a tragic situation. But kol davar rachmanu latav avid. And he says, if they can, if they're able to get through the pain and have a shalom zachar, that's what he would say. But again, he says if they feel that they don't want to, he says chas v'shalom, it should be forced, anything on them. But he talks about this in the context of giving shalom to 10 people. But in that context, he quotes this story. We should only have to talk about this and never, rachman al-Aslan, have it, anything l'maisa. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we start the second Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. Again, sorry today, we had to squeeze in dreams and Talmud Torah and Olam Haba and Shlichus and Mitzvos. A lot to say, Har Sinai. We did what we can. Okay, we'll stop here.